Thank you very much for the opportunity to speak. I appreciate it. I also live in Forest Lakes, and what I would like to focus on is the process. And we elected Commissioner Berry and the mayors because we know that you are committed to ethical decision-making. And so I'd just like to review some of the principles of ethical decision-making and how they apply to this process. The first step is to represent the interests of all stakeholders, slide three. So there are 200,000 plus residents of Brazos County and 100,000 plus registered voters, which means they're adults, of whom 62.76% voted in 2016. And this plan will also affect future users of Interstate 14. Slide four, the principle of using accurate and complete information. As Cheryl Rich mentioned, the base map does not include all the roads where people live. The Interstate 14 route from Bryan to Huntsville will have a major impact on this plan, but the route has not been decided yet. It will either follow U.S. Highway 190 to Madisonville and then to Huntsville, which is the longer route, or follow Texas Highway 30 to Huntsville, the shorter, more direct route. Slide five, to fully inform all property owners and residents, including renters. So my estimate is only about 2% of the property owners and residents have been notified. In our neighborhood, out of 150 people, there were two or three who had already knew anything about it. So three out of 150 is 2%. Mr. Rudge said he got 2,000 comments out of 100,000 adults. That's also about 2%. So it's a great start to notify 2% of the property owners and residents, but we need to notify the other 98% as well. So slide six, the action items. To meet the requirement for up-to-date accurate information, we need to include all roads where people live on the base map, include the final Bryan to Huntsville Interstate 14 route, which could very well be widening Highway 30, as Cheryl Rich mentioned, in which case the other purple dotted line road would not be needed. To fully inform all property owners, this is easily done by putting a mailer in the property tax bills. So the tax assessor's office has the address of every property owner, and they can simply include a mailer with that to notify all property owners. People who live in Brazos County who are not property owners but are renters all get an electric bill. So you can fully inform all residents, including renters, by a mailer with their electric bills. Then after the other 98% have been notified, gather their responses, and finally, not make a final decision until all of these have been completed.